We brought on such massive new supplies of both oil and natural gas that the price of both have fallen dramatically in recent years. And that's been very good news for farmers, for example. Their total cost of fuel, chemicals, fertilizers have come down in the last 4 or 5 years or so, 6 years. But it's a strain on oil producers today. And we just don't know what that bottom price is going to be. It's been trading around $50 to $60 a barrel. A year ago, it was $100 a barrel. So we have a lot of extra supply on the world's market right now, way too much. The United States is producing record amounts still, even with the lower prices. OPEC is producing record amounts still with these lower prices. And demand is not growing as rapidly as many had thought or hoped. China's economy is slowing down. Greece is a thorn in the side of Europe right now. We don't know how that's going to play out in terms of what it might do to the European economy. Will that dampen demand? And with Iran, gosh, they have a lot of extra crude oil right now just sitting there waiting to get on the market. So that, too, could put downward pressure on the prices. You could see prices even lower. We're just going to have to wait and see. And we're heading into the hurricane season in the United States. So what may that do to supplies, too? We don't know yet. So there's a lot of variables we can't control. But what we can control is policy in the United States. And energy policy that supports domestic development of our resources. Anything that we can do to always look forward, what can we do to bring even more to the marketplace? Because reliable, affordable supplies of energy mean everything to all of us. And we have been better than anyone in the world in the last several years with our new technology, bringing on these new supplies. And we want to continue to be able to do that and to shift the balance of energy power to this hemisphere in a very significant way.